Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Photog at Monumental. Good friend of mine, known him a long time. Whenever I see Daryl Johnson, I go, go, DJ. I assume he knows why I've done that forever, but it's because of this song. DJ, I hope you enjoy that. Shout out to DJ. I assume I will see him this weekend. Big wedding this weekend on the Eastern Shore. I got a wedding in Erie, Pennsylvania on Saturday, and then one in Easton, Maryland on Sunday.
Got a lot of people getting married, JP.
Except you.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but correct.
How close are you to getting married?
How far can you get from being married?
Are you closer to getting married or playing in the NBA?
Playing in the NBA.
Give me your 5'9".
5'8".
5'8", 170?
I wish, but okay. Yeah.
We need a call segment to get Toby some girlfriends, just some dates. I don't know how that'll go.
I told him let me be his hitch. I get him some dates.
Again, you and JP are at the bottom of the list of guys.
Why am I at the bottom? I'm married.
You're crazy, family. Toby. I DJ events in which women who are lawyers and have marriage. Good careers and look good, they come to these events. Get you a lawyer or something,
man. I got me a lawyer.
Yeah.
JP's above Jeff. There's no question about that.
I got me an accountant. Like
J-Dogs forever. We know what we're doing.
We know our choice on women. We know which ones to go on.
Listen, B-Mitch and Mullins aren't here, okay?
Yeah.
So of the current six of us, Jeff and I are still at the bottom of the list. White Brian's boring ass. Two dudes named Ben.
Like,
you got me and Jeff at the bottom of the list?
All right, you might bump up a little bit.
How would you rank this group, this crew of setting you up with chicks? Now, I might be too old.
Now, hold on. I'm incredibly boring, so White Brian and I probably vibe.
Yeah, but you think Brian knows any women besides his wife? Because I don't.
I mean, I don't know any women either, so.
We're aware, Toby. We're trying to fix this. White Brian, unless Rose has single friends, White Brian brings zero to the table trying to get you a chick. Is that accurate, Brian?
I think you're underestimating my friends.
Okay.
I got friends.
Now we're going somewhere. Why, Brian, you got any single chicks that might be in for a boring-ass dude that wants to watch baseball all the time?
Maybe.
We got to work on our sales pitch. Toby Altizer, very good at the radio.
Middling.
I think you're good, dude. Went to college educated.
Yeah, I did graduate.
Likes Virginia Tech.
Yeah, go Hokies.
Where nobody.
All you have to do is say, you can hear me on radio.
Does that work?
That's all he have to say, bro.
To a woman?
For Toby, yes.
Is that your line, Jeff?
No, not at all. Women are just attracted to me. I'm a good looking bald man, bro. Like, but I'm just saying, Toby, you're in a prime position to be a young man.
Hold on.
Your voice is heard over DC radio. You have accolades. You've been in
Milwaukee. Jeff said you're in a prime position to be a young man.
Real quick.
I think he is a young man.
I found someone that JP and Jeff, you would be ahead of. Commandante Tequila says that he can find me a single.
Toby's got the most swag in terms of hat game in the studio.
Nobody wears more DC sports gear than Toby. So we need a chick that's into DC sports, clearly, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, Toby, just be like, I got a ticket. I can get you in a Nats game. It'll probably work for you.
If I may say something here.
That's a good date.
Ryan Clary.
Yeah.
Who's now, like, fit and has a girlfriend and, like, he certainly considers himself a heartthrob.
Yeah, he is.
When he worked for us, we called him Stallion because he hadn't been laid in over a year. And, you know, we whipped his ass into shape. And now Stallion is Stallion. Out there styling and profiling.
He is, yeah.
That you come to our show to get whipped into shape.
Okay.
The afternoon show? I don't know.
All right. I'll get in shape, and we'll see what can happen.
All right. So you, White Brian says he's got chicks. White Brian, you're on the clock. Make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I have high expectations, by
I'm too old.
Would you mind if we made you a Tinder page?
Now, that's a segment for the summer.
We're going to make you a Tinder page, and I'm going to be responsible for the profile info.
I mean, that sounds like content.
Yo, that is
content. Oh, it's on. I'm about to download Tinder.
Yo, next week's 4th of July. We got nothing. Yeah, I'll do 2 hours on that.
MLB All-Star break's coming up. That sounds like great content.
Speaking of the program, the great Cody Betts texted me, when B. Mitch and Mullins aren't there, it's like a substitute teacher in high school. Anything goes.
So true. So true.
Our guy Greg says his wife might be able to set you up.
Okay.
Now, if Jess gets on the job, I would run with that.
Okay.
Yeah, always run with a woman as your wingman. They can help you more.
Bennett, you got a girlfriend?
Everyone in here
does. Yeah, I have 2.5 years.
Oh, you're wifed. How old are you, Bennett?
23.
Damn, dog. Live a little.
Right. Hey, but you got you a good one. Keep her.
I want everybody to be happy. I believe in love.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A few things. Yesterday, there were some people with knowledge of the RFK situation did a little talking, and to a lot of people. I think some of the stuff has gotten a little skewed as far as how it's been received. The new RFK Stadium is going to be a dome, right? And it's going to be a dome because they want to be able to have year-round events, and you can guarantee that whatever event you got in there can go. I know people love the weather. It's going to be a dome. There was some talk about a retractable roof. The way it was explained to me is that it's not being ruled out, but I would hardly say that means it's in.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to put a retractable roof. It costs more money.
Right.
Teams that have retractable roofs hardly open them. As a matter of fact, it was a frustration. I worked in Milwaukee before here, and they wouldn't open the stupid thing in the playoffs when
the
Dodgers.
Brewers?
Yeah, when the Dodgers were in town and it was 40 degrees. My point was, open the stupid thing up. No, they don't open it. So, like, during the summer months, like, they open it more than other teams, but, like, remember Dallas has a retractable roof and they opened it and then sheet metal comes flying down. So, like, I don't quite understand the point of a retractable roof.
I think it adds such a significant cost that if you look at it as a straight cost-benefit analysis, it's really hard to get home on that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up.
Well, and if you just put windows, similar to what you've seen in Minnesota, some of these other newer
Atlanta,
stadiums, just put windows
have
there.
Have super dope windows. And what you can do when the weather is good is maybe you can make those openable. So what could be really cool, especially because they're trying to – I understand people want more parking for tailgating. But, like, if you live down there, you don't want more parking. You want more restaurants. Like,
yeah.
you're trying to please a lot of different people here. And I really think by the time we get to 2030, over half of people going to events at this stadium will be using rideshare.
Yeah.
I think when the driverless – like, seeing the driverless rideshare in Phoenix when I was out there for a week last year – every person under the age of 30 was using it, period. Like, I think to try to forecast what something's going to look like in 5 years, and I understand that we have people that drive from my boy Uncle Don Luther, drives from North Carolina for every Skins home game and tailgates his ass off. I love that. Hopefully they'll be able to the people that have these crazy big tailgates, hopefully you'll be able to accommodate them. But you got to try to imagine how much things will be different in another 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, the parking is big, but it's not as big, like you said, nowadays. Like, people are still going to drive to games. There's still going to be quite a few, but how many people are now going to be able to take the Metro that wouldn't before? How many people are, like you said, going to take an Uber? And the other part about it, too, is it's not as if you're Ubering from your house. You could come park down here in the Navy Yard and then right. Uber over. Like, there are different spots around the area that you could come, maybe park for 15, 20 bucks instead of whatever it's going to cost over there, and then Uber over. And I think that's something that, I mean, heck, they'll be on the water, too. You could take a water taxi over there. There's going to be so many ways to get there.
I also think they'll set up, and Northwest used to do this really well, and then Dan eventually killed everything off. Like, they used to do just a ton of shuttles from New Carrollton. You know what I mean? Like, you could, at that location, you could set up other points of parking or mass transit and then just shuttle people over. I truly think, for me, it's different working games because I'm there so early and I'm there so late that it's just a different experience. But, like, the events I go to, I Uber. Unless I'm going with the kids, I'm Ubering, period. And
yeah, I mean, like, if I were coming down to a Nats game, we obviously work down here, but if I were coming to a Nats game and it was going to be a packed one like it used to be when there would be 35,000 people in the crowd, I'd probably just take the Metro down here, right? If I'm going to a Wizards or a Caps game, I'm taking the Metro. So personally, myself, going to the new stadium, having the ability to go take the Metro and not have to walk a mile, great. I would love that.
As far as the deadline with the council, I think why it's so important to get this done is, I think specifically the Women's World Cup is coming to the United States in 2031. And beyond just your NFL season, the World Cup should have games in D.C., period. And the only chance Absolutely. Of that happening is if this joint is open, and I believe it's got to be open by 30 to get a game in 31 to show FIFA we can handle it. I don't know all the specifics. And a lot of these rules that exist, like there used to be rules about sizes of Super Bowl stadiums that has since changed, parking lots for Super Bowl stadiums that has since changed. Rules can always change because the rules are these aren't like laws. It's not like the government's decreeing this. It's private organizations running these things that want to do certain things, so they just change it. I think if you're the team and you're Mayor Bowser and you've got this thing almost to the finish line, you don't want to delay anything else because you know what's going to happen when you do a major construction project? There's going to be delays. S will hit the fan inevitably, and they're trying to build up as much lead time as possible. So when there's a – think about SoFi Stadium took extra long because there were mudslides. Now, we don't get mudslides, but what if we have a terrible winter and it's iced up for 2 months and they can't do anything during that time? Like, you want as much time now because something will happen later. That's just the way of the universe. And lastly, Sheehan's all over with the uniform stuff. I don't know about anything permanent. I'm not getting caught up in logos and all that, but I do think fans will be happy to see the actual burgundy and gold.
Please.
On the burgundy and gold.
Please.
Nobody go anywhere. Bees has some long shot bets for the NBA draft tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.